Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm doing so-so this morning. A bit of a case of the bubble guts over here.
Oh, no.
Just a little off. When we left the show yesterday, we had to go into a long meeting. Uh-huh. And while we were in the meeting, we noticed they brought some chicken sandwiches in. Won't say from where, but we had some chicken sandwiches delivered, and we were all eyeing those chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. It was like the meeting was over
What's going on over there? Yeah. Well, the biggest culprit was Big Rob. I mean, yeah. he was checked out after those.
I mean, I was pretty tapped into those tenders, too. Like, I couldn't focus.
Yeah.
It was hard.
So we wrapped up the meeting, gathered up our stuff, and we walked by the counter before we left and grabbed some chicken. I grabbed a full-on sandwich. And then I took it to my car, and I'm driving home on 470 trying to eat this messy, dripping chicken sandwich on a highway. I was like, this was a bad idea.
Felt like Katie.
Yeah,
there.
Welcome to my
real
life.
Bad
I was
idea.
Say, like, that's just a regular Tuesday for me.
And I looked down, and of course, I had like a cream-colored shirt on yesterday, too. So I'm like, uh-oh, drippage. So I'm like leaning forward in my seat, trying to drive. And anyway, I got it down. But guys, I'm just not used to eating like that kind of stuff in the middle of the day. The fried, lots of seasoning. And then last night, Nick Nack went to Blackhawk because she's got a gambling addiction. No, she was up there with her mom for her birthday.
Making that money.
Her mom's birthday. So the kids were like, let's go to Chipotle. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
So last night, I slammed down a burrito, like a massive burrito with hot sauce and all that on it. This morning, I'm just off.
I don't eat
like this at all. And I am just off and lethargic and my stomach's going.
Yeah.
He's literally just describing how we feel
That's
every day.
Every day.
And I thought about you guys as I was shoving a chicken sandwich in my mouth going down the highway. I was like, how does Katie eat like this every day? And Josh yesterday was talking about, I went to Burger King and I ordered 4 hamburgers because I was just, you know.
I was hungry.
Why not?
You know what, though? Like, that's the thing is we've built up a solid base, right? Like, our stomachs are used to it. It's like steel
probably not
trap.
Good.
It's not good.
Yours, yeah, that's a sensitive tummy over there.
I have a sad little tum-tum this morning. Aww. I certainly do. Oh.
Ow.
Oh. It stings a little.
Oh, no.
Anyway, sorry.
You can't trust those today. You can't trust them.
No.
Don't you dare. Not in the studio.
The old sphincter's working overtime today.
Goodness.
All right. So, from my gut to Josh's hands. So if you were listening yesterday, we were talking about how Josh and his girlfriend, well, mostly his girlfriend, picked up one of those kits where they can mold their hands together.
Yeah.
It's like plaster and gel. And it's
super
like a whole
cute stuff.
Ish. The dumbest thing on the planet. So, did you guys sit down and do it?
No, and it's my fault. I will look.
Oh, come on.
I wanted picks. I know. I'll take the blame for this one. So, obviously, you guys know I'm a huge sports fan, and those sports games during the playoffs go late, really, really late, especially when those games go into overtime. So, yesterday I was exhausted. I was so tired because the night before the game went really late. We had that long meeting. I also had one of those chicken sandwiches, so when I got home, I was down for the count, man.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was in a food coma. I was out.
Drunk off the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got home. I had a couple things that I had to do before then, so I got home at, like, 1-ish. And
you had the rest of the night.
To
make a hand mold.
Laid down on my couch, and I ended up waking up at, like, 4:15 p.m. Yeah. So I slept.
Is she trying to call you and text you?
Oh, dude. I'm in
really?
Trouble. I got
You're in
text
trouble?
Calls. Everything like, hey, like it started
My
out
hands
really
are
sweet.
Already.
Like, oh, it started out really sweet. Like, I can't wait to see you. Today's gonna be so much fun. To hey, what's going on? Like, to a little worried text. Like, are you good?
Yeah.
What's going on?
To where are you?
Where are you? I'm mad. I'm upset. So I woke up to a phone call. Like, my phone was actively ringing when I woke up, and I was like, that was also the fourth phone call, so I had missed a few.
Oh no!
And I called her back. It went to voicemail, and then I texted her and I go, hey, I'm awake. What's going on? Like, totally trying to play it off and be sweet. And she goes, we can just hang out tomorrow. And I go,
no.
I messed.
You didn't see the hand mold.
No hand mold.
I don't even think she wants to do the hand mold.
Good,
anymore.
You got out of that, didn't you?
I mean, it kind of worked in your favor.
It's
going
to be the thing where I try to hold her hand and she rips it away. She's like,
No.
It's so, you too. She's flipping off your hand.
Is this your first major fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is major, but yes, absolutely. This is something where I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be all sweet, too. I'm like, hey, we can totally hang out tomorrow. And she's like, We'll talk about it.
We'll just go to hell.
Maybe. That's pretty much it. That's what I'm getting right now. So we'll see. I have texted her this morning and gotten nothing yet. So
maybe she's still sleeping.
That's hopefully what I'm hoping for.
You know,
because
like,
I also don't
want
to hear this.
Maybe she's. I know exactly.
And listen, you can tell me off the air who you were really with. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of taking
me,
you can tell me later. Show me pics. Right? What's her name?
Stop it.
What's her name? She blonde.
I'm not telling you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It is Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day today, held on Thursday, on April 23rd, essentially, each and every year. When did they change it to that from just Take Your Kids to Work Day? Now it's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day?
Yeah,
wasn't
I don't know.
It, like back in the 90s, it was just Take Your Kid
take
to Work
Day. Take Your Kid,
day.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if you showed up at work today and somebody's there with their, like, 45-year-old son?
This is Chris.
You know what?
This is my son, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so I just learned how to use the copy machine.
He's all sitting at their desk coloring.
Dad, when's lunch?
Dad, I'm so bored. It's very stepbrothers,
yes,
isn't it?
Totally.
Stepbrothers.
Dad, I need some money for the vending machine. That being said, my little peanut's here today.
Yay!
I wandered in with a random kid. Come here. Come say hi. Come
oh
on. She's like, say hi to Mom. Go, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Come here.
That's adorable.
Say Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.
Yeah!
Like you've done that before.
Yeah.
Good
it's so
job.
Funny. She was pulled out of bed this morning at like 3:30.
Oh.
And she's been sitting in the chair over there falling asleep.
I know.
She's like, I'm so tired. And I looked her in the face and I said, now you understand why Dad's so tired and grumpy every day at about 3-4 o'clock.
All the time.
This is why, honey.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's the day to encourage your kids to consider future goals and experiences through parents' work life. I will say, my buddy, I'm not going to say his name, but he works at Lockheed Martin.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they put on a banger of a Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Do
like,
they?
They like launch missiles and all sorts of stuff.
They send them up in a rocket.
Yeah, they go to space. They do all
wow
sorts of stuff. So those kids have a lot of fun.
That's
and
neat.
My poor daughter's sitting here watching us play
I know
sound effects.
You
stuff
can surf the internet over there if you want.
We have free Wi-Fi. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
They say if you work from home, you can still be observed through virtual activities or showing your kids what to do while you're at home, like watching Netflix and doing laundry. Did you ever bring Vanna to the radio station?
I had to bring her just because I couldn't find a babysitter, but it wasn't
every other Wednesday.
You know, exactly. Like, she just came with me randomly because I had to bring her. So people mm-hmm just got used to her being around the station, and kind of the same thing as she would just go surf the internet in a random room somewhere. And
it's kind of,
you know,
cute though. She's like the radio
done
mascot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, and she's grown up in this industry her whole life. So it's like, this is just another place for
yeah
her, right? So she just kind of yeah fits into it. So.
And that's why I feel like, you know, my yeah son was in here when he was in fifth grade. So she was like, hey, you know, it's my turn. Can I come in? I was like, yeah, because I think this is a very unique job.
And it is.
A pretty cool job, you know, instead of, I'm not going to say, because I know somebody will be working the job that I.
You'll get a text.
Yes,
bad mouth
exactly
right now.
Exactly. But no, you're
you're
right
not sitting in a cube, let's
yeah
say.
We take this for granted, I think, because we come in here every day. But it is very neat and yeah very unique to be able to come in and do what we do. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
They say that you should allow your kids to sit in on meetings today or watch projects.
You don't want to do that. You don't. I promise you, meetings are
we
not your
Lila
jam.
We should have Lila sit
the
meeting.
Give them simple tasks, such as organizing files or testing products in the food industry.
Oh,
that's
no
their example?
Oh, no.
I don't know about
here,
that one.
Eat this. See how it makes you feel.
If you get sick.
Why would that be the example?
Oh, no.
Organizing files, simple tasks, or testing products in the food industry. Does this taste rancid to you? Does this taste nasty?
Do you think it's gone bad?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, don't swallow it. Don't swallow it. So Katie's got this list that she's been dying to tell us about. It's
oh
the five cool girl pants.
Yes. Cool girl pants of the spring.
Oh, I'm dying to know about pants fashion right now.
I'm so excited to find out about this because pant fashion changes all the time. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like every 3 months, they change up the kind of pants we're
yeah
supposed to wear. And you just hope that they choose in your favor.
Do you know what pants my wife just bought?
What?
I'm not sure about them yet. So it's pants. They're really like light and flowy. Okay.
Yes.
And when your legs are like together and you're standing there, it looks like a skirt, like a dress. Essentially, it goes down to ankle length and it's flowy and it's out. And then she's like, "Psych!" And they're pants legs.
Yeah.
Is that on your list?
It could be. So the couple, there's five cool girl pants that you need to look out for this next coming season, okay?
Such a funny title.
One of them is silky pants. So I don't know if that's what you're thinking.
I think I'd like
Aladdin kind of jasmine type of pants.
Yeah,
where
I like
silky
that.
And, you know, like, so that kind of leans towards the looks like a dress, but then
they're
tapered ankle. So that's where maybe it doesn't. We also
that's generally how my pants are.
Okay. Yeah, the tapered ankle. Yes. Yeah. Barrel pants. Also, are kind
that's
of like
thick?
That. No, that's kind of again the very like that. That I guess that would lend its way towards the Aladdin pants.
Those
more
sound
than
like
pants
that you pull up just underneath your boobies.
No.
Show off your barrel
again,
tummy.
They're the barrel, so like they cinch at the bottom there, so they're like you know
I
like
think
poofy.
A barrel man.
Yeah,
why
no, not barrel
in?
Man. I don't. Again, the pants are always so weird. Okay.
I
just hope
these up. What are
they go
called?
In your
barrel?
Favor. So we have silky pants and barrel pants are the two picks so far.
Right.
We also have.
Oh yuck! I hate the barrel
pants. I know the barrel.
That's a Billie Eilish pant.
You've really got.
That's a Billie Eilish.
You've
got
to have the figure for the barrel pants.
That
you know
is.
What I mean?
I hate that because you don't know what you're getting.
You do all.
I mean, come on. Hey, you don't know what you're getting.
Well, not like the leggings. I tell you what, I don't like the leggings. The leggings,
big fan
the
of the leggings,
not for me.
The yoga pants, you know what you're getting into.
Exactly, but
the
those are not
pants
in.
Barrel
like,
pants make you look bow-legged.
They do a little, yeah. So again, you have to have the figure for the barrel pants because it's the real small waist
you can hide
up on
your
top.
Figure in that. All right.
Okay, and then we also have track pants, which I'm a fan of.
Like,
so those are your Adidas sweat pants, suit
those
things,
are big now,
right?
Yeah.
So you can wear track pants. Those will be in for this spring.
I like those.
Also, embellished jeans. So do you remember when we would have like flowers and complete sayings on
like
the back?
Like bedazzled
of the
butts
jeans?
And stuff.
Bedazzled butts.
I'll tell
yes.
you, I had some of those.
You know
you
what?
I had the decorated
the
pockets.
Buckle jeans?
Oh, yeah. I had
you
the decorated
pockets.
Oh, wait, that like was a thing?
Rhinestones?
Like when, probably would have been like when Nick Nack and I were dating
how
and that
did
was
you
a
get
big
her?
Deal. Yeah, well, every dude was wearing those.
Rhinestone Jeremy?
I don't think I had.
There was a certain type of dude that was wearing
no.
No.
Mom, I swear everyone's wearing these.
The bedazzled booty was the thing.
I
and
didn't
they
have any rhinestones
back.
Or anything on it, but it was like embroidered and there was like
yeah.
a pattern to the pockets.
They're the buckle jeans. Yeah.
Well, and it's been trendy and stayed trendy in country music fashion for
huge.
Forever.
Yeah. Huge.
So now that's kind of coming back for the spring look. And then my favorite. My absolute favorite kind of pants on this list are the capri pants.
Capris are back.
I'm a big fan
show
of the capri
because
you can show off your calves. Exactly.
Nick
and
Nick
so,
has strong calves.
Yes, yeah. So
really good
if
calves.
If you've got some strong calves, guess what? We get to rock them out. So
yeah.
I'm very excited. I like the new
I
pants
love her calves.
Lists. I love it.
I do. Isn't that funny to say?
No. Calves.
Solid
you
calves.
Know what? Good calves are create a strong foundation
it's
for
a
your
solid
whole
base,
body. Like
you know?
They say that
good
if
heart
you're,
health.
It's good heart
when she's
health.
She's 90.
Like,
I'm not going to have to worry about her falling down a lot.
Exactly. She's going to have good balance.
She's
that's
like
very,
Popeye
very,
with her calves.
It's very important.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So show off those calves, Nick
yeah.
Nack, because capris are in.
But
so.
If you get those barrel pants, I'm leaving you.
Here's your papers.
Get out of the house immediately. I don't even know who you are right now.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, Hulk Hogan is topping off the hype this morning. He's got this documentary thing on, a docuseries, I guess, on Netflix right now called Hulk Hogan, Real American Hero, Brother, or Real American Brother. Anyway, they go into how much fentanyl this guy was taking to manage his pain. So he started it in 2009. He had just gotten his divorce from his wife, Linda Hogan. He signed up for TNA wrestling, and he says he wasn't living up to his contract because he was in so much pain he couldn't perform, and he was super depressed and down in the dumps because his wife basically took everything in the divorce settlement. He was in a really, really hard time. So he said, I was taking 80 milligrams of fentanyl, 2 in the morning, stuffing them under my gums, and then he wore 300 milligram fentanyl patches on his legs,
Wait,
and
consumed
patches for pain and consumed 6 1,500 milligram fentanyl lollipops every day. I didn't even know that was a thing.
So lollipop?
6 of those pills and patches. He said a pharmacist told him, you should be dead.
Yeah.
We have never seen a human being able to take this much fentanyl. Whoa. He said he used to sleep in chairs because any movement would cause his back to spasm up.
Oh,
I mean,
just
brutal.
And you put his body through the ringer.
He did. Oh, and yeah. I know those lollipops particularly, they're, you know, for chemotherapy patients because the pills are so harsh on their stomach, so they have to consume it in that way. Ooh. So he is taking medication that's designed
Six
for cancer patients.
And patches. Oh.
And I know
pills.
That, like, when he joined the wrestling, like, when he had to come back and get back into wrestling, it was because he lost all his money and his body just wasn't in the shape to do it,
yep,
right?
That's right.
And
that's why he had to do it.
The whole thing is just
If you ever
so
listen
sad.
To stuff, I haven't watched this docuseries yet, which I really want to, but I've listened to podcasts and stuff with him. The amount of surgeries he had and the way his body was just beat up.
Can't even imagine.
I can't even imagine either, man. He was in rough shape. So anyway. That's kind of a nutty story this morning. Dave Grohl is actually in the news as well. If you ever listen to that guy sing, did I pull some of that audio? I did. You're like, dang, this guy's got a good voice. How does he maintain it? What's his secret? Beer, Advil, whiskey, and then more beer. Oh, and then more whiskey.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Mm-hmm. He was on a podcast talking about his like his pregame, essentially, before concerts and how he prepares and how he prepares his voice. He says, an hour before the show, I'll open a beer and I'll drink it. I might pop a couple Advil because, you know, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt. Then I'll have a shot of whiskey. Once the beer is done, I'll open another beer and then I'll have some whiskey right before we go on stage. That's how he maintains his voice. It, oddly enough, it sounds a lot like what I have to do before my mother-in-law comes over.
Well, that's different. That has nothing to do with your voice.
The life of a rock star, right?
Pills I got, and booze.
I got a Fat America for you.
Okay.
Arby's has launched a new Mac Bowl, and it's bringing back some sort of barbecue sandwich. But the main story is the Mac Bowl is mac and cheese topped with a quarter pound of smoked pulled pork or brisket, topped with crispy onion strings and your choice of the barbecue sauce that they got there.
What? When did Arby's start dishing out mac and cheese?
I know, right? This
I'm
sounds
late
dreamy.
To the game.
Oh.
I know they had the meats. I didn't know they had the mac.
I put mac and cheese
what?
Patches on my body throughout
there
the day.
You go.
Just to maintain a proper level of mac and cheese.
Give me one of those patches,
I'm gonna
okay?
Put one on your thigh right
Hook
now.
Hook me up. Oh.
Shout out to Arby's this morning.
Yeah.
What's the sports stuff?
So this is exciting. We all know that the draft is happening tonight. This is round one in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh, for the longest time, their football field was named Heinz Field after the Heinz ketchup, the Heinz sauce, all that good stuff. So Devin Hester, long time return ace with the Chicago Bears, was picked number 57 in the NFL draft years and years ago. So he is teaming up with Heinz 57 sauce. And whoever is pick 57 in round 3 of the NFL draft is getting a lifetime supply of Heinz ketchup along with a red Heinz 57 jacket when they are drafted that night. That is so exciting to them. Look at that.
There you go.
I've never wanted to be drafted so badly.
I think he,
I know. But a
ketchup from Heinz University.
University.
Heinz State.
So that got me thinking, what sauce would you two like to have if you got drafted and got a lifetime supply of sauce?
Oh, Mickey D's Hot
Does
Mustard.
Does it have to be sauce?
All day.
No, I guess for you, what would like you want? Like a rub like or something?
Yeah. Which, you want, which way you want to go?
From Rub State. God, I like green Tabasco. I maybe I'm leaning towards the green Tabasco.
Oh,
I mean, the mind instantly goes to ranch, right?
Like, yeah, oh, man, but
easy,
weak.
Spicy
that's
ranch.
Sauce.
Yeah, I don't think I need that.
Chick-fil-A sauce is probably up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going green Tabasco.
Okay.
Like a weirdo.
Okay.
What are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing hot mustard. Yep.
The Mickey D's.
The Mickey D's hot mustard.
Money.
Yeah.
What are you picking, Josh?
I got to go with some barbecue sauce, probably Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
I love their barbecue sauce.
Sweet Baby Ray's tech.
Yummy.
All right.
Okay, Beck is coming to Red Rocks.
Yes!
Yes! With the Colorado Symphony, he's going to be playing. I love when artists do this. Mm-hmm. Our Colorado Symphony is nationwide known. They're very, very good, and they're going to be at Red Rocks Amphitheater Sunday, July 27th. So tickets for that on sale now if you want to go see Beck. I've seen him in Telluride, and he puts on a heck of a show.
I bet those shows are kind of trippy.
Beck is a fabulous artist. He keeps you transfixed from beginning to end, so that's a very, very good show. A couple things going on this weekend. We mentioned the Baby Animal Days at Centennial Village Museum. So you can go see all the little baby cows and chickens, little chicks. They've got little baby lambs. Oh, they're so cute. But you can feed them and pet them, and they're just going to be out there in abundance.
Shut up, lamb. Starts
is that lamb
10.
In pain?
What's wrong with
that's
that
lamb? That's what
babies
lamb sound like. No, that's a goat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is
that's a baby
good,
lamb.
That's a good lamb, yeah. Just $8 for adults to get in there and $6 for kiddos. It kind of sounds like Dobby, too, and they're going to do a Harry Potter-themed drone show in Denver. So that's
no
a good
way.
Little segue. You can still do it, yeah. So I don't know how they're going to get away with this, though. So they're going to have the drone show at the Tivoli Quad at Auraria Campus,
yeah.
But they're going to charge for that, too. So how do you charge for something that's in the sky and everyone
right,
can
right, just go
see
to a parking lot and
that's
watch
it. That's what I'm
it.
Saying. You could just go on the interstate right
they're
there.
They're going to keep
watch
the
it.
Drones really low.
Yeah, you could just keep driving by
yeah,
on 6th
just
Avenue
keep really
right
low.
There.
If, you, if they see anybody looking up, they go, no,
I
no,
know, exactly. Like,
they drop
know.
Them down immediately.
I don't know how they're going to police that, but they're describing it as an enchanting night like no other. They're going to have 1,200 drones in the sky to do this, but the pictures look amazing. I mean, it's like the Quidditch match. They've paying homage to that. Again, Dobby. There's a, you know.
He's a free
yeah,
elf.
The, yeah,
Dobby.
There's all kinds of stuff. It looks really, really neat. So they call it breathtaking visuals, and it's going to be in perfect harmony with the songs from the film. So it's exciting,
cute.
Right? Tickets for that go on sale the 29th, and then it's happening July 10th and 11th. So that's when you can check it out. And we just want to give a quick shout out to Lone Tree Brewing Company because they were so kind to host our food drive that we had last year that we had a whole bunch of food for local families. So thank you so much for that. But we want to show them some love for snagging the bronze medal at the World Beer Cup for their Mexican
Whoa,
lager.
Bro.
I know, and they're right down the street from us here. So
that's a good beer too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do a really good job over there.
Your old
even
Mexican
just
lager.
Like their root beers and stuff, the stuff that they have on tap, non-alcoholic is money. But yeah, they were able to snag that bronze medal at the World Beer Cup for the Mexican lager. So shout out to them and big reason
cheers.
To celebrate there. Yay, Lone Tree Brewing Company. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, guys. There's the hype. And we'll give you details about Fast Five that is really coming up here in about 20 minutes with JKJ. Let's go. Let's play some Fast Five. Let's have some fun. Give us a call right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played before. Would love to talk to some new listeners today. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios for Fast Five, which is presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a really, really dumb 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off and you've never played before? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Give me some examples of ones we've done in the past, Katie.
Yeah, because you never know what you're going to ask. You've said, quick, name five types of onions. And that's what? Also, five things that you find in a movie theater starting with the letter S. And the one that won it yesterday, Miriam came in hot, big MJ fan. She was able to name five Michael Jackson songs. And I believe she named like 12.
She did
in
really
10
good.
Seconds. She just like, you know, named
how did I
all
know?
Kinds.
How did I know she yeah. was a fan? I had no idea.
You never know what they know. So that's kind of, you know, the charm of it.
It really is charming because, yeah, you might be an expert at what you get or you're going to get a total stumper and you're going to be super embarrassed. But it's a lot of fun. 303-691-1649. 1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Do not hang up. What are we playing for today?
Oh, you want your parents to call today, kids, because they're going to score a 4-pack of season passes to Elidge Gardens. Your whole summer just taken care of. So make sure they're calling now because the prize is big this week for Fast Five.
Very big. All right. Final call here. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios with JKJ. Josh is getting everybody set up here. Looks like Carly's been holding the longest. Hi, Carly.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl. Morning. Hey, what are you doing today?
I am dropping my kids off to school right now.
In that drop-off line.
Give them a shout-out.
I've got Gabriel and Madeline.
Hi! Did that kid just go, yeah, boy?
Yes, he did.
Yo, what's popping?
You're popping.
He said, what's popping?
What, is that Gabriel?
Is that Gabriel, yes.
Put Gabriel on the phone really quick.
Yeah, let's say hi.
You can say hi, yeah.
Yo, what's popping?
You're popping. Gabriel, go, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You are a little character. We like you.
Fantastic. You got your hands full, Carly.
Yeah, you do.
That's a
oh
funny,
my gosh. Yes. Never a dull moment around here.
Yeah, boy, what's popping?
I'm sure Madeline brings it a time or two as well.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. She's our youngest, so she's got to keep us all humble.
Oh, that's I funny. Love it.
So cute. All right, what do I have for you? Do you know a lot about vehicles and vehicle maintenance?
Possibly. I've got a 15-year-old RAV4, so
all right, so you
have some work done.
You probably know then, yeah. All right, in 10 seconds, give me five parts of your car's braking system. Go.
Brake pads, brake rotors, brake fluid, bolts, nuts. Screws, wires, tubing.
Nah, I'm not going to accept that. But you got
what?
Three.
Aww. I got three.
I needed like brake pedal, master cylinder.
I thought
that
was
like
thinking outside the box.
Yeah,
I know there's a
brake pedal.
Yeah.
There's got to be a nut
give
there
me brake
somewhere.
Pedal,
come
not
on.
Nuts and bolts. You're pretty slick, though. I'm not going to accept it, though.
I wonder where Gabriel gets it from.
Yeah, boy. Sorry, Carly.
You were fun, though.
This was so much fun.
You're so sweet. Thank you for playing. Have a great day.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to let you know, we've been in Colorado for 10 years. We've been listening to you every morning since when we go to school. This is our first time calling in.
Oh, my God.
So we're
That's
so thrilled
so nice
that we made it through.
Carly, you're the sweetest. I love listening to longtime listeners. Today is my 5,132 morning show on Mix 100.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's been a minute, Carly. Well, it's very sweet
That's
of you.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. You guys have a great day. Thanks for the laughs.
Thanks. You too.
Right,
bye.
Bye,
kiddos.
Oh, God, that was a good. And don't be writing me in. That's not in the spirit of the game to say nuts and bolts. Okay?
Yeah, I get
not in the spirit. Okay, Ashley. Ashley.
Hello.
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 Hello, this is Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. This is Katie.
Hi, Ashley's Jeremy. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We hear you. We've got you.
What are you doing right now?
I'm taking my kids to take your kids to work day with me.
Hey.
Oh, they're coming with you, too. Yeah. Where are you taking them? Where do you work, Ashley?
I work at the courts.
At the courts. All right. Oh. You're going to take those kids to sue some people
That's
today.
Right.
Yeah, I brought my daughter in today. She's hanging out with us. Come here. Come say hi to everybody. Just go hi.
She's so cute.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey.
That's so cute. The kids saying hi to each other.
Say, go ha ha, you had to go to school today.
Ha ha, you had to go to school today.
There you go. That's for all the kids that got to go to school today. Ha ha. Funny. All right, Ashley, are you ready to play?
I think so. Can my boys say hi, too?
You bet. Absolutely. Why the heck not?
All right, say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
What are your kiddos' names, Ashley?
Aiden and Logan.
Cute.
Aiden and Logan.
We're all about the family stuff here, Ashley, so shout out to you for being a good mama bear. All right, I'm going to give you a cartoon. You got to name some characters, okay?
Okay.
I need 5 characters from the Ninja Turtles, but you can't name any of the Ninja Turtles. Oh, go.
Oh. The rat. Yeah. And that's it.
That's it, huh?
That's all I got.
Oh, man.
Master Splinter? You were looking for Master Splinter, weren't you?
Yes.
I'm going to hold on to that one.
I was a rat, sorry.
It's all right. Ashley, you and the kiddos have a great day at court, all right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Aiden. Bye, Logan.
Draw names out there.
Yeah, draw names out there. Yeah, they could be on there.
Yeah.
Is this Kayla?
Kayla. Oh, it is.
Oh, hi. Who are you talking to right now?
We were just listening to the last one, and so me and my son Michael were like trying to get them, and I'm like, I'm just gonna throw names out there if they get it.
As long as you don't say nuts and bolts.
Yeah, exactly. No nuts and bolts today.
No nuts and bolts.
And what up, Michael?
Hi.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Are they going to school or work or what today, Kayla?
School today,
okay.
And then he has a school dance. Afterwards.
Ooh, fancy. What grade? Is this a middle school dance?
Fourth grade.
Oh.
Yep. It's supposed to be like a family dance, though.
We've done those. Yeah, okay. We do that. And it's mostly just a bunch of kids running around like acting like morons.
Oh.
Ain't no dancing going on. They're just running around the school.
Right.
That'll
There's
be
There's going
to
be a distinct line between both the boys and the girls.
It's pretty much how it is.
They talk to each other.
Absolutely. That's hilarious. So fun. All right. Well, you guys have fun at the dance. Your letter is S, like snake and salamander. Okay. Your letter is S. I need 5 sports teams that their name does not end in the letter S. Go.
Avalanche, yep. Kraken, Nuggets. Nope.
S.
Avalanche, Kraken.
Oh, that's
so hard?
A hard one.
Really?
Huh? A ton of them.
There's a ton of them.
That is hard, though. Even I'm trying to think of some right now.
Start
those
thinking,
are the only 2 I got.
There's a few in baseball. You're Colorado Mammoth.
Mammoth. The Mammoth.
The Mammoth. All right,
Kayla. There's a ton of them.
There's a lot, right?
Dang it. If only we had 10 more seconds,
you
right?
Big goof.
I know, right?
You big goof. Hey, you guys have a fun day. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a good day. Right,
bye, Michael.
Summer.
Hi.
What are you doing today, Summer?
I am dropping off a kid at work and then going to work or at school. He goes to school, not work.
And you go to work.
Why aren't you taking him to work today with you? It's take your kid to work day.
I don't know why I'm not taking him to work with me today. He didn't want to. He really likes to go to school.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. That or you have a really boring job.
Both things are true.
What do you do?
I do compliance.
Yeah, go to school, kid.
Yeah.
Go to school. All right, what do I have for you? Boy, I'm tempted to bring one of these back. How did you do so far?
I would have done terrible on all the other ones. So give me an easy one.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what's easy for you. I don't know.
That's the beauty of the game. We don't know what you know.
Yeah. What do you know? What are you good at?
Give me like a food one.
A food one?
The food ones are great.
I don't want to give you a food one. All right, are you ready?
Yep.
In 10 seconds, give me 5 frozen meal brands. Go.
DiGiorno, Amy's, Lean Cuisine,
yep.
Trader Joe's.
Sure.
Payway.
Payway. No, buzzer totally hit.
God.
Buzzer totally hit.
No,
you did 4.
I think I got it.
No, you totally didn't.
I got it.
Totally didn't.
Josh
has 4 up. Yeah, it hit, and then you said the last one. Darn it, Summer. You were so close.
I was really close. You've been the closest.
No, I don't want to give it to you anymore. I'm more of a spring guy.
Oh, no. No, he Teeth heads.
Well, I'm a fan of Autumn.
You could be done. You could totally be done with him right
now. You know
now.
I love you, though, Summer. Don't be mad, but even Josh is like, yeah, buzzer hit. He's listening in the next room. You didn't. Go live your life. I love you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye, Summer. Okay, bye.
She totally did not get
her queso.
She did not get that at all. Hi, Carol Ann.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
Going to work. I just dropped my kid off. He's going to be so sad.
Oh, it's all right. Josh will make this a podcast, so you can still give your kiddo a shout out. What's the name?
His name is Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Is it J-A-X-O-N?
It sure is.
You bet it is.
I think that name was different, right?
That name was brought up in a meeting yesterday.
It
that
was.
We had.
Yeah. It was brought up in a
Jackson,
meeting.
Jackson, Paxton, Maxton, Braxton. Yeah. All right, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Your letter is S, like snake. I need 5 sports teams that do not end in the letter S. Go!
Oh, no. Mammoth.
Yep.
I wasn't listening. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Carol,
I was ready for the food one. I was ready for food.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Have a good day. Thank you
bye,
for playing.
Bye, Carol Ann. Oh,
bye, Carol Ann.
You were just not making any friends.
Doug.
Today.
Got a dude finally.
Oh, I'm here.
There's Dougie.
Hi.
Hi, Dougie.
Hi, how's it going?
We're super dupes, my friend. Are you super dupes?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Good play.
Your letter is S. Give me 5 sports teams that do not end in the letter S.
Okay.
Go.
Miami Heat, Oklahoma City Thunder, Orlando Magic, Utah Jazz, and Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
S-O-X.
Oh.
Yeah, S-O-X.
Yeah, did I get
okay. You
Katie,
know
Katie was puzzling it
I
out.
I was,
there
but
she's
I
like,
think
wait a
you
minute.
Did.
Fox has an S.
It does, but you're right. The way they spell it,
it
One, does
not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You get the winning win sound.
Yeah, you do.
Nice.
Doug.
Nice.
Doug coming in all fresh.
Dougie Doug. Well played, sir. 5th time's a charm for that one.
Nice. You guys are awesome.
I know, right?
Oh, thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
You're pretty great, too, though, big winner.
Yeah.
Come on.
Doug, thank you for having us on and listening in the morning. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back and tell you about those Elitch passes that you just won, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
That's how it's done. That is how we play Fast 5 and Good News. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:30.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, as you go wandering into the office today, you come rolling up and you make your way into your cube. You notice a bunch of kids running around. Just a heads up, it's take your daughters and sons to work day today, so you might have a bunch of rugrats running around your office with the parents, considering what they want to do when they grow up. Don't grow up, kids. It's a trap. Don't do it.
Don't listen to anything they say.
Do it.
It's not fun.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, like if you're going in for surgery today, though, and you're sitting there and your surgeon comes wandering in with their 8-year-old? This is Braxton. He's going to help with the surgery today.
Yeah. He's been practicing on his little stuffy.
He's going to put the gas on you to knock you out.
He's you're like going in for a filling and Braxton's there.
Okay.
So good. A lot of companies today offer special programming and tours and presentations and stuff for the kiddos. I know Lockheed Martin is a big one. They put on a great day for the kids. You know, and they're saying in this story that you should allow your kids to sit in on meetings and watch projects, give them simple tasks like organizing things or replying to all staff emails. That would probably be a big one.
Oh, my goodness. Let them reply to the emails.
Reply all, honey. Hit the reply all. You know what would also be funny is if you wandered into the office today and somebody had their, like, 40-year-old kid sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, on a tablet, like, sitting in the corner of the office.
Yeah.
His bright blue tablet. We're just playing Roblox, guys. Shut up.
Little
when's
blanky.
Lunch? Leave me alone. Dad, when's lunch? This is the worst day ever. I actually brought my daughter in today to the radio station because I was like, this is kind of a cool job. It's fun.
She should have fun here.
You've been half asleep over there the entire morning, huh? Come here.
Well, it's early, though.
You
want to
say hi
it.
To everybody? Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you. Who do you love more, me or your mom?
I can't answer that.
No, I want you to answer it right now.
I love you both the same.
Aww. Aww.
Come here, what's been the best part so far?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah,
no. She's so cute. Last night, she packed her little lunch and everything so she could have something to munch. Well, I guess it would be breakfast right now.
Yeah.
And I was telling Katie off the air, it's like, I don't have to worry about what she eats at all because she's like, I'm going to pack some tomatoes and cucumbers. And
yeah.
Like, she has all these healthy snacks, some pineapple.
It's her brother, you said, who has the sweet tooth.
He's
so,
the one.
Yeah, he's the one you got to look out for.
Tooth, so. Hey, guess what, kiddo? You only got about 2 more hours, okay? She goes, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I was like, this is why daddy's generally grumpy around 4 in the afternoon, right? Now we know, okay?
I've told her several times.
Now
I've taken naps on the couch in the office.
Yeah, I told
her
she could
go in
there.
You need to go in there. You just let us know.
Oh, so funny. We'll say hi to all the kiddos today for Take Your Kiddo to Work Day today. Now, speaking of children, I heard something this morning that I was shocked by because Josh is a grown-ass man who generally I feel like is still a child. How have you never heard of the refresh cycle?
Oh, yeah.
I
know.
He was complaining about his T-shirt this
morning. Being wrinkly.
And it was all wrinkly.
Yeah.
And Katie goes, just put it in the dryer on the refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you not know? How have you gone this far and not known about the refresh cycle?
I truly don't know.
You have no idea.
I just wash my clothes and then I dry them and then I fold them and I put them in a drawer or hang them up. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know. Because I didn't know that you could just throw it into the dryer when it's not wet and just take the wrinkles out.
How have you made it this far?
And it's funny because your comment was actually, I'm not going to iron a T-shirt. I'm like, yeah, nobody does. You throw it in the dryer. Like,
I've ironed T-shirts before.
T-shirts?
But
really?
I'm OCD when it comes
throw it in the dryer,
but
son.
Generally, I will say, probably 4 out of 5 weeknights, I've thrown stuff into that refresh.
Yes.
Pants, shirts, everything. You know what's funny? Actually, I threw some stuff in 2 days ago, and it was like a week's worth of shirts and pants. And I must have been tripping or something because I went and opened up the dryer when it was all done. 2 of the shirts I threw in with hangers on still.
One pair
of pants was a new pair of pants, and I left the tags on it, the little sticky on the leg and everything. My mind must have been just somewhere else because I just threw it all in the dryer. And I was, you know, at one point I was like, why is it clunking so much?
Yeah.
Did the hangers melt? Like, were they plastic?
No, they both snapped, though.
Oh, yeah.
They snapped in half. Yeah. But I was like, what was I thinking? I just was like, like total autopilot. But yeah, if you're a man child like Josh, generally a lot of dryers have the refresh cycle
on
there.
I got to see if mine does now.
Oh,
I mean,
does.
I'm sure it does.
It's not just spray it with water and throw it in.
It's almost brand new.
Or you just put it at like 20 minutes and you're good.
You're
like,
good
put
to
a
go,
little dryer
buddy.
Sheet in there.
You won't look like a slob at work.
It's funny to me, though, the things that people don't know about washing clothes. Did you see the story about washing towels and how often you're supposed to do it?
Uh-uh.
So we are not doing it right. A bunch of doctors got together and figured out exactly how much we should be washing our towels.
Hey, I'm a towel doctor.
Well, yeah, like how much do you wash your towels when you think about it? Like,
I used to be a new towel every time I shower.
Really?
A new towel every time before Nick Nack schooled me. I was like, you can use it like 3 times.
Okay.
Probably 3 to 4 times.
Okay,
before
I guess.
It gets that smell.
You are probably one of the only people I've ever met who guessed it right. Because most people I know, they do it for a week. They use their towels for a week.
And they start
smelling. On Sunday, you wash all your towels. That's how I was raised. You just
like with your
wash
sheets,
your towels and your sheets on Sunday. That's what Sunday's for. But you're right, Jeremy. It's every 3 to 4 days. And they're talking about just the buildup that can accumulate on your skin and towels.
Butt juice.
They lean into that. And not only that, but
so
like...
Do I. When I'm drying,
they're saying like when you are done with your towel, you know those people who put it on the floor and they don't hang it up.
Don't do that.
They drive me crazy.
Yeah, we have hooks that we hang them on.
Exactly, because like the moisture can cause mold, and that is so bad for your skin. How about the people who share bath towels? Now I'm sure this is like in big families where you just put the towel back up and then someone will grab it from the hook, you know, and just not even think about it. Usually, this is kids who do this, right? Like kids will use somebody else's bath towel. No, don't. That's like one of the worst things that they say you could do as far as just sharing it, because there are certain infections that can be spread this way.
Staphylococcus?
I know. I had no idea. Infections could be spread by towels. And the
psoriasis?
Biggest thing The biggest thing they say they found from this is using the towel that you wipe off your body, also wiping off your face with it. Yeah. Like
I
that,
do that
is, but dry enough. Like you wouldn't think, like for me in my mind, I'm like, well, my whole body's clean. I'm going to wipe off my face and then everything else after, right?
Have you seen those towels?
No, they're saying use something separate.
When you open them up, half the towel is white and half the towel is brown. There's a line in the middle. Upper's white, bottom's brown. And they say that is a good indicator of the lower half is the brown.
Yes.
And then the white you use on the upper part of your body.
Which they're saying is good. Like, you should do that. You should have separate drying apparatuses for your face and your body.
Right.
So I had no idea all this stuff with towels until I read this article. And then I was like, okay.
And maybe you're supposed to be replacing them like every couple years. Because I was drying off the other day and one of them did smell a little funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I've had this towel since like 04.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got some that I've been hanging on to for, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
At that point,
I
put them in the garage. I'm like, these are now car towels. Yes. Like, if I wash my car, I'll dry them with that.
You need to,
I don't want the staphylococcus on my face.
You don't. Nobody
Swap
does.
Swap out your towels, people.
Nobody does.
Hey, thanks for all the great information, Katie.
You're welcome.
Wow,
anytime.
You really tapped into towels.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
We like all the gossip. We like all the dirt, all the juice. And then we take some of your messages and turn around and read them on the air, and you guys can sound off about some of the dilemmas going on. CJ sent this on my Instagrams, and she said, I need a ruling on something. One of my coworkers, let's call her Psycho Idiot.
Okay, that's a little...
Wow.
Has
been coming in all decked out in Coachella gear, like she just crawled out of the desert. She said she's got a hoodie and a tote bag and sunglasses and a water bottle, the entire vibe. Except, this idiot didn't go to Coachella. She goes, her daughter went. Her daughter brought back all the merch. And now she put Tina, which is fantastic. And now Tina is walking around the office like she personally locked eyes with Justin Bieber. She keeps casually dropping things like, quote, ugh, Coachella was so crowded this year. So many people. People were like peeing on the ground. The vibe at Coachella this year was insane. And she goes, and I'm just sitting here like, let's relax, queen. It's not even the merch itself, it's the attitude. Wear the hoodie, fine, cute, whatever. But don't act like you survived 9 hours in the desert, paid $14 for water, and slept in your Kia all weekend. She goes, be pleased. Where do you guys stand on this? Is it harmless or is it low-key weird to rep an event you didn't actually go to? And more importantly, do I call her out or just let her live her Coachella fantasy era? I love you all. She ends by saying, Jer, I've been listening to you since 04, and that's real, not fake. And she wrote XOXOXO, and that is from CJ. Thank you, CJ. Very kind of you to write in. So again, the phone line's open if you guys want to sound off about the Coachella merch that's being rocked at the office, even though she didn't go. Or we're going to go a little deeper into this and say, like, any concert merch. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, Katie knew we were going to be talking about this today, and I see what you have on.
Literally wore my Justin Bieber Coachella shirt today.
Like, there it is!
This shirt is from 2026 Coachella. Like, yeah. My daughter went to Coachella and bought me this t-shirt. That being said, it was also my birthday, and we were supposed to go to this together, and I wasn't able to go. So she brought it back for me because of all that. So I feel like I have every right to rock this t-shirt and walk around this building like I know what happened when he went up there and played everything from YouTube. Like, like I was like, it was so dusty.
It was so packed this year. Like, it was like I slept on the ground.
You can barely move.
I'm kind of with CJ. I think it's silly to be rocking concert merch when you didn't actually go to the concert.
I don't.
See, Katie, I'm rocking the one that I went to.
Josh has one
on
too.
Yes.
I went to this one.
Went to that.
And no lie, I put my Pearl Jam t-shirt on today because I knew we were going to be talking about this. But again, huge Pearl Jam fan and been to their concert.
You've seen them.
And you know what the funny thing is I didn't even buy this at the concert. Like, this is a Target shirt.
Yeah.
But I've been to a Pearl Jam concert, so I can say that I can rock the t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you weren't at Coachella, Katie, I don't know if I can Can you take that off?
No, absolutely not. I'm wearing this. I'm going to wear it tomorrow, too. I'm going to wash it and wear it. This is the second time I've worn it this week already. I will wear it again. I think it's fine. Again, my kiddo went, and not only that, but it was my birthday. Like, I just feel like there's so many things tied into that where it's okay. I can have a pass to wear a Coachella shirt today.
I don't know.
Yes! I think it's up there, too, with, like, people who come rolling in with, like, Boulder shirts on and stuff.
And they don't run?
And like, yeah, they don't. Obviously, you can look at it. Like, is that a triple XL? And they're like, oh, my wife got this for me at the marathon.
Like, you don't like that
you
either?
You can't wear the Boulder t-shirt then if you have not participated in it. You cannot do this.
I think it's okay. I do. I think if you're just supporting something,
don't
it's
be a
okay.
Poser. You're poser.
Does that make you a poser?
It's like rocking that's the medal if you didn't finish the race.
And I'm a recovering poser, and I'll tell you guys about it next. But if you guys want to sound off about this, what are your thoughts on wearing shirts or any sort of product for events that you didn't go to?
Do you know, like, the kids in, like, middle school who wear, like, Rolling Stones t-shirts? That's where I feel like we can draw the line. Like, can you name one Rolling Stone?
Name it.
They just like the logo, right, with the lips and everything and the tongue sticking out. So that's where I feel like if you don't listen to the band, you have no business wearing the shirt.
That's pretty solid, too.
If you just are supporting them and you want to say, hey, I heard this was a great tour. I heard Bieber killed it on that Coachella stage.
You just got to buy a normal Bieber.
But on the Coachella stage,
the Bieber t-shirts.
He killed it. So that's where... Yeah, did you know?
I got this from Coachella. No, you didn't.
He's actually selling merch right now. $250 for a hoodie that just says Coachella on it. Like, you don't even have to be there to get it. It just his merch says Coachella, and it's $250 for a hoodie right now.
If I were you, I'd flip that T-shirt online right now and sell it. Make $400.
No, it's my T-shirt.
Shoot, all day long.
It's my birthday present.
So, what do you guys think? Can you wear T-shirts or merch from events that you have not been to? If you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. And I can preach to this because I'm a recovering poser. back in the day on my truck, I used to put stickers on there of like Colorado ski resorts because they had really neat stickers,
yeah,
you know? And
yeah.
It was like, oh, I'm repping Colorado. But I didn't ski. I didn't snowboard. So I was a total poser.
Such a poser.
Slap a big old Loveland sticker on there.
Yeah.
I'd never been.
Like
never
the
skied.
Elevation ones?
No, but you wouldn't rock. You wouldn't put the I Ski Loveland on your
car. No, he's
car.
Saying he did.
I did.
The I Ski Loveland?
I think that's what it said.
Okay. See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I had to have a talk with myself and said, Jer, don't be a poser. So I'm a recovering poser, all right, guys?
That is a poser move right there.
I peeled them all off.
You went to rehab?
I put a ski rack on top of it.
Posing?
I
went to poser rehab.
Poser rehab.
Hey, my name's Jer, and I'm a poser.
I like to pose.
Is your name even Jer?
Right. Actually, my name's Rod. How are you?
I'm a Jeremy poser.
Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, good morning. I didn't hear that.
That's all right. Hi, Gina. Good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
I think she's totally overreacting. I'm with Katie. I think it could be comparing it to wearing your kid's college, shirt where they go. You didn't go there, but they go there. So you're wearing it because you're, a proud parent or to support it. So I think that she's totally overreacting.
I'm trying to think about that one. Because you are paying money to the college, so in a way you are associated with that college. You're paying the tuition. You're
not
repping.
If the kid got a scholarship.
Yeah, then you can't wear the shirt.
No?
Yeah.
Such a stickler this
Jeremy
morning.
Logic, Gina. It's Jeremy. You got to listen to Jer Majesty, all right? Listen to Jer Majesty.
Oh, God.
If your kid gets a scholarship, you can't wear the shirt, but if you're paying for it, you can wear the shirt, all right?
I don't like that
logic.
Those
are the rules.
At all.
It's in the Bible, actually. It's in the Bible. Gina, you make a fun point this morning. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye. Yeah, I'm trying to think about that.
I think that's a pass. I think that you brought that kid into existence, right?
The thing is, you've been to that college.
Yes.
Probably, too. You've been there.
That you've stayed up late night with that kid studying for exams, making sure you have a good SAT score. You've been there. You've been in it since the beginning. No.
Parent-teacher days at the college. Yeah. Like, you've been there.
Yeah.
You're exposed to the college. So, you know what? You can wear the shirt.
You can wear it.
You have been there. It's not like Coachella where you have not been there.
But, No.
Is it Julian?
Julene.
Hi, Julene.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Are you getting fired up over this subject?
I am, because it's so ridiculous.
Right?
No, this is real life.
No, I know this is real life, but it's like, listen to this. I did not go to Indiana University, but I am a huge Hoosiers fan. I didn't go to the national championship bank game, but I am rocking the sweatshirt from the national championships.
Nope.
I have the Super Bowl sweatshirt from when the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Didn't go to that game either,
nope.
But
you
it's
just,
like, I'm going to wear it.
You can wear Broncos gear. You just can't have the one that says Super Bowl on it.
No.
Why?
Because you weren't there. You weren't there.
I don't care.
Yeah, you still are so proud they made
I'm
it
I'm judging
there,
you.
Right?
When I see you, I'm like, that lady.
I am supporting my team.
No. Yes.
When I look at you, I'm like, dang, that lady went to the Super Bowl. That's really neat. What an experience. And then I would meet you and talk to you and be like, no, I wasn't there.
Like, no.
Why are you wearing that shirt then, you goofball?
Yeah, no
even when the,
this is totally fine.
It's totally fine. When the Nuggets won the championship in 2023, we got those specific shirts, those championship shirts. So you're telling me the only people who get to wear those are the ones who were at that game where they won the championship?
I would say either that game or the parade.
Everybody else has to make a t-shirt quilt out of them or something?
Exactly.
No, you just give them back.
This is crazy talk.
You give them back is what you do. Like, don't waste the fabric. I want you to turn this into something else.
Absolute crazy
Earth Day was yesterday. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
No.
Oh my God!
I know.
Your Majesty has spoken.
Oh my goodness!
Thank I'm you, for, Katie.
Thank you, Julia. No, he's wrong.
Thank
he's
you.
So
right.
wrong.
Have a good
day.
Thank
Bye.
You for calling in and being wrong. Have a
oh
good day.
Oh my gosh, you're so bad.
If anyone else wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1649. I might be able to squeeze in one or two more. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hey. So, what are
What's
your thoughts
up?
On this?
Okay, I texted in, but I figured I'd call. I agree with Katie, but what I don't agree with is that she's flaunting that she went. She's talking about how crowded it was. If she didn't go, she shouldn't be talking about that, but I think she's okay to rep the merchandise that her daughter bought her. Same thing with Katie. It was a birthday gift. But if you didn't go, don't talk about that you went.
That's a good point.
That's a pretty solid
I
point.
I like that. I like that. You can rep for your team or your, you know, event, but don't act like you were there if you weren't. Like,
yeah, exactly. I just don't, because you didn't go. You didn't experience it. Why are you lying about it?
Yes. She's a tool,
the
right?
whole you ain't got a lie to kick it, right, Cynthia?
Absolutely.
Her quotes about, oh, Coachella was so crowded this year, so many people.
Yeah, that's
you
a little much.
You weren't even there,
that's
Tina.
What? And if you're going to say that it was crowded, just put into the fact that, like, my daughter said it was crowded.
Yeah.
She went.
Yeah.
I didn't go. Yeah. I don't care if you're going to rep. Rep it. Cool. Great. I want to be Burchella shirt. I'm not going to pay $250 for it, but I want one. But I'm not going to go around and say that I went.
Yeah. Katie, you should probably have a talk with your daughter about money management.
No, we shouldn't. Stop.
How much did she pay for that t-shirt?
But you're
That's
so
the
right.
bigger conversation.
Cynthia, no, you're right, because I am out there bragging about my kid going. Like, I can't stop telling everyone about how my kid went to Coachella this year. I think it's the neatest thing. But I've never once said that I was there, you know?
Absolutely. No, 100%. You're doing it right. And I agree with you 100%.
Hey.
Rep it all you want.
That's all. You made her day.
Yeah.
You made her day, Cynthia.
I'm raising the roof over here, Cynthia.
always here to make Katie's day.
Oh, you guys
thanks,
just
girl.
Became best friends.
Aww, besties.
Cynthia, thank you for calling. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Of course. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, and for all of you coming at me, Jared, what about all your Super Dupes merch for the morning show?
Good
point.
But that's fine. That's fine. That's no different than me loving... well, I've been to the Pearl Jam concert, but just let's say I haven't been to a Pearl Jam concert. I love their music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying their shirt to just represent them.
Okay.
So what's wrong with the Super Dupes merch? You're just representing the show that you love.
True. Well, you're not saying like Super Dupes at Biebercella. Like,
yeah,
you're
we
not
didn't
saying...
have Super Dupercella.
Yeah. Yeah, we should, but yes,
right?
You're right.
Once
you're right.
we have the Super Dupercella concert series, you can't wear the t-shirts from that event unless you were there.
I agree.
That's
agree
how
that.
It works, see? Why are you looking at me like
that? I'm just still, there's a lot of rules
in my mind,
now.
It's all making sense.
There's so many rules about wearing shirts, and I just want to wear a Bieber shirt. Like, I just want to be, no shame in my Bieber game is all, you know? That's it.
It's a little tight. What size
no,
did she get
not.
You?
It's so big.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Mix 100, live and local. at Lone Tree, Colorado. This here morning show is brought to you by our good friends at Safeway, where you can get everything you need to make mom feel special, from breakfast in bed to a surprise brunch. Safeway has you covered with fresh fruits and gorgeous flowers to help celebrate everything mom. You get started today, Safeway.com or in that Safeway app. And thank you so much to Safeway for sponsoring this here morning show. About this time of day, we like to dive into PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way. Who's got the P today?
I do today, and this is the cutest little story coming out of England. A charity is doing something that I think America should adopt right away. A charity in England is pairing elderly people up with supercar owners to give them joy rides. And it's in a mission to combat loneliness, because a lot of elderly people who are maybe in a home or anything like that, they feel this type of loneliness that it's just incomparable to anything else that they feel. And it's horrible.
I'm so lonely.
It's true.
And I wish I could get into Lamborghinis now.
Hold on. Many of the riders, it has its benefits, because many of the riders get out of these cars saying they feel decades younger.
Yeah, I bet.
The name of this is the cutest thing ever. So they're pairing grandparents with sports cars, and they're calling it the Grandburghini. It's the cutest thing ever.
Perfect.
They're calling it,
what could go wrong?
They'll be fine.
Well,
it's safe.
I don't know. Can their little hearts handle that kind of speed?
Of course they can.
I don't know.
Of course they can.
It's my dying wish to get in a Lamborghini and have a heart attack.
They're thinking of the older generation, though. Come on.
I don't know.
Love
you're tossing those grannies around.
Well, and just
that
giving
blood
them
flow's not like what it used to be.
But social interaction.
Yes.
That's what
I
this
know,
is all
I
about.
I get it, but
you know?
It seems dangerous to me.
I love it.
Especially when they
toss
them the keys and say, all right, Ethel, it's your turn. Give it hell.
Think they drive?
All they can do is knit or something? Like, they can get out there and ride around in cars,
too. What do you call them?
Q-tips.
Q-tips. Driving.
Yeah. When you're behind one on the road and all you see is knuckles and a little poof of hair, I call them Q-tips. Oh, I got a Q-tip in front of me.
They're driving a Lamborghini Aventador.
Yeah. You know the turn signal's going to be on the entire time.
Good for them, though.
That's
I
almost
like
better.
That a lot. I hope it gets brought
I'm
over
turning
here to the
left
States.
Eventually.
Me too. 0-60 eventually.
It's my dying
It is
wish.
On a closed track, though, right?
Yes, it's all on a closed track.
I'm on the fast track to heaven.
I think it's really cute.
Take it up to 120. Take me to the pearly gates.
You're so bad.
What?
Either way, they get to go fast.
They do.
Hey,
it's perfect.
I worked in a retirement community for like 4 years, so I'm allowed to make fun.
Could you imagine them flying through the...
No. Like the things... We had a guy who kept wearing his pants backwards and taking too much Viagra, so... And that's a true story. I don't want him behind the wheel.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh, no.
That's cute.
May he rest. Oh. We had another old guy who would put his underwear in a microwave to dry him off.
Why were they what? Okay.
We're not handing him the keys.
We're all going to be there.
No. I know, yes.
The fire
hopefully.
Department showed up quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm on the pants in the microwave again.
I hope one day I can put my underpants in the microwave. So.
Come on, Roland.
Underpants are wet in the microwave. Somebody give me a hot behind the wheel of a Lamborghini.
This turned into the minus.
Wow, I know. It started
Highway to heaven.
Really positive, but then
I'll see Janice soon.
I'm going to meet my Harold. I haven't seen him in 20 years. I'm on my way, Harold.
Oh, God bless.
Pedal to the metal.
Jesus, you got the wheel good.
Somebody
does.
Put my walker in the back. Let's go.
All right. Who's got the minus?
I think you do, actually.
No, I have the interesting.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure I did, but okay, I guess we could turn this into a minus.
Somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you.
No, I said that I got the interest.
No, Neil Patrick Harris is who we
Katie
know him as
that.
Barney from How I Met Your Mother. I guess we'll turn this into a
Make
minus.
It a minus.
He puts nacho cheese Doritos in his PB&J sandwich.
Okay, that's
huge gross.
Minus.
Is that gross? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, and it's actually English muffins that he spreads his almond butter and jelly
minus.
On. And then he loads it with nacho cheese Doritos. So people are comparing it. Do you remember when Jeff Daniels had his sandwich method? So he had the pita, and then he put peanut butter, cheddar and sour cream and onion chips and then barbecue sauce on it. And he said all those combinations were perfect. But, you know, Doogie Howser or, you know, Barney from How I Met Your Mother, he said it's what a sandwich needs. Crunch. And he said you could also do, like, egg salad with Doritos and it kind of give you the same thing.
That's all right. I'm a chip on my sandwich guy.
I am too, but not...
Throw some baked Lays on there or something.
I am too, but I just... But the peanut butter and jelly and then with nacho cheese. Peanut butter I'm okay with.
Just get the crunchy peanut butter.
Peanut butter can be very savory, so I understand that. You can put that with bacon and it like makes it so good, just the ooey gooeyness of it. It's the jelly that I'm like, I don't know if I could add all of it, but there you go. I guess that could be a minus. So there it is.
Total minus.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the eye?
The interesting website has put together a list of the 10 things from the 2000s that are now collectible and very valuable. So you might want to go through your junk drawers or get down into the basement and start rummaging through those boxes because you can sell some of this online, like original AirPods. Some of the original iPhones are getting some
those are
cash.
Going for a lot now.
Seriously?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I have the AirPods with the string on them, right?
The cord.
Just the headphones.
The cord, yeah. So I have those, and they still are on the little swivel thing and everything. Remember, I tried to give them to you, Josh, and they wouldn't fit our phones. So I still have
those.
What
was the first iPhone you guys had? Did you go with the first gen?
Oh, God, no, I think mine was like the 7. First one
I was watching that Goldman Auctions, and they had some guy come in with the like iPhone 1 or 2, in the box, sealed. Like, they are so intense about it, they took it and got it x-rayed to make sure it was in there. Because I guess it's a big thing now for people to take these boxes and put, like, rocks in them, seal them back up, and then sell them. So that's how intense they are now. They x-ray things. Gaming consoles, like your OG Nintendo 64, that's worth some cash now. First edition books like Harry Potter. The Pokemon cards!
Oh!
Those are huge.
Your little Jigglypuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lego sets, Josh. And
let's
then
go.
This is unfortunate because I want to get back into DVDs. They said physical media is booming again. A lot of interest with the youngsters with CDs, vinyls, Blu-rays, VHS. All the Gen Zers are embracing analog formats right now with a soft spot for late 90s and early 2000s VHS tapes.
Good for
them. Well, we were talking about that. We have all the original Disney movie bundles that came out with like those colorful VHS covers.
Oh, the soft covers.
The soft covers. We have all of those with all the Disneys. I wonder if
sell them.
I know.
Sell them.
Make some money.
I know. I'm like,
sell
them
and buy Grandpa a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. There you go, guys. Here's your PMI today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.